Neither Palladino nor supporter Larry Quinn was at the special session, which voted to hire Miller, although the developer and former gubernatorial candidate issued a statement calling the planned hiring a waste of time and money. He says the board will have to pay for his lawyer, and the board should consult the Constitution, saying the racially contentious comments about President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and aide Valerie Jarrett are protected speech. Palladino supporter and board member Patty Pierce says she voted for the hiring to get an outsider to look at the situation. Pierce says the decision should be made outside.
This has created a situation here in our community and within the district that has just been raw with emotion. And I don't think that we as a board are in a position to make the decision or have the authority to have Mr. Palladino removed. And therefore, the proper person should make that decision.
Board President Barbara Seals Nevergold says a formal petition for the removal has to be filed by January 20th. She says it's not clear how much the legal fight will cost or how long it will take, although in the past, requests for removal of a board member by Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia have taken nearly a year for a decision. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.